Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is from 2006, when Singing and Other Sins was called Great Songs. My co-host for the program of Songs of Dmitri Shostakovich was Amy Healy. Enjoy.
Dmitri Shostakovich was born on September 25th of 1906. On this second Great Songs programming saluting the centennial of Shostakovich, we'll offer some of his most profound works for voice.
There are seven songs that Shostakovich wrote to the poetry of Alexander Bloch, with a trio accompaniment of violin, cello, and piano. Depending on the content of the poem, different instruments are employed. In the first song we'll hear, Ophelia's Song, the mournful sound of solo cello is just right. The next song is We Were Together. The poetry begins, I remember the night was troubled, a violin sang. So it's an obvious invitation for the solo violin to play. The Storm is the next song, and you'll hear the strings play the glassy ponticello sound with the piano. In the final song we'll sample, Music, is the title. You'll hear all three instruments again, but this time beautifully in tune with the words which speak of the night, when fears are asleep and the city hides in the mist. How much music there is in God's hands. What sounds pervade the earth. It ends with a kind of prayer. Accept, Lord of the universe, the fruit of blood, suffering, the grave, the last foaming cup of passion from an unworthy vassal.
Thank you.
Four of the seven Alexander Bloch songs which Shostakovich wrote in 1966. The soprano was Elisabeth Schildestrom, with Vladimir Ashkenazy piano, Christopher Roland violin, and Ian Davies cello.
Shostakovich wrote a set of songs to English poetry, in Russian translation, of course, which offers a wide variety of mood, as can be guessed when you know that Sir Walter Raleigh, Burns, and Shakespeare were the authors. Let's begin with the grand-sounding song To His Son by Sir Walter Raleigh. It needs to be as powerful as it is, because the fatherly advice includes a reference to the gallows and the hangman, and ends with a blessing and a warning. A complete change of pace will be heard in the two Burns songs, Macpherson's Farewell, which recalls some of the lighter moments in the symphonies of Shostakovich, and Jenny, which is wonderfully tender. We'll end this sampling of these English authors with Boris Pasternak's translation of Shakespeare's sonnet, Tired with all these, for a restful death I cry, which ends, Tired with all these, from these would I be gone, save that to die, I leave my love alone.
Все вещи С тобой, об избежание участия в их роковом
Thank you.
умирая с до калитки, полем вдоль межи, Дженни вымокла до нитки, вечером дожди. Очень холодно девчонке, бьет девчонку дрожь, замочила все девчонки, идя через рожь. Если кто-то звал кого-то сквозь густую рожь, и кого-то обнял кто-то, что с него возьмешь? И какая нам забота, если у межи целовался с кем-то кто-то вечером воржи. Лучась всем, я умереть хочу, тоска смотреть, как мается бедняк, и как шутя живется богачу, и доверять, и попадать. Наглость лезет в свет, и честь девичья катится ко дну, и знать, что ходу совершенством нет. И видеть мощь у немощи в плену, и вспоминать, что мысли замкнут рот, и разум сносит глупости ум, и прямо душе простотой слывет, и доброта прислуживает злу. Измучась всем, не стал бы жить и дня.
That was the impressive voice of Sergei Leiferkus with the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nemi Järvi, in songs from a set of English poems that Shostakovich wrote during the war and then orchestrated in 1971.
From the sublime, we turn now to satire and sample two of the five songs, two satires by Dvornyi, some of the few songs not orchestrated by Shostakovich. We'll hear Awakening of Spring, in which the house cat stars. He notes that spring has arrived and rushes out to arrange a wedding. Then the cactus starts to grow. Spring clears the smoke and soot, but many still have nothing to eat, just like in winter. But it ends with a hopeful, "Who should I fall in love with, for God's sake?" After that is Descendants. Our forefathers crawled into cells and sighed, "It's tough, but our children will have it easier." Then those children mature and say the same thing. Nothing changes. Let our descendants fulfill their destiny and curse their despair as they knock their heads against the wall.
Всем понятен мой призыв. исполняю жребий свой, и клиня свои потемки лупят стенку головой.
One couldn't hope for a more authentic reading of those two satirical songs by Shostakovich than by his personal friends, Galina Vishnevskaya, with her husband, sometimes cellist and conductor, Mstislav Rostropovich, the excellent pianist.
Now we have a chance to present what, in our estimation, is the greatest set of songs that Shostakovich wrote. These are 11 songs to the poetry of Michelangelo, by Shostakovich, written at the end of his life. The words have special meaning for the musician who had suffered and enjoyed a life in art. We have excellent performances with both piano and orchestral versions, and since these great works are not well known, I thought we'd hear the chosen songs twice. First, we'll play Love. Tell me, please, love, if the eyes see in truth the beauty which I descry, or is it within myself, so that when I look upon it, I see her face more beautiful than it is? You must know, you were wont to come with her, to disturb my peace and cause me anger. Yet I would not wish to lose sight of the slightest sigh, nor desire to escape that burning fire. The beauty that you see is surely hers, but it grows as it rises to high spheres and passes from mortal eyes into the soul. There it becomes divine, true, and beautiful, as though to acquire immortality for itself.
Da quel
mortali all'alba corre. Qui si fa divina onestà cosa immortale questa e non quella agli occhi tuo precorre. Красоту, но блеск ее горит, все разрастаясь, когда сквозь взор глуши. Обретает Божью
Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Aribert Reimann performed the piano version of Love by Shostakovich. The same song in its orchestrated version was sung by Sergei Leiferkus, with Nemi Yervi conducting the Gothenburg Orchestra.
From this same wonderful set of Michelangelo songs, we'll hear Anger. Here swords and helmets are made from chalices, and Christ's blood is sold by weight. Crosses and thorns are fashioned into spears and shields, yet Christ's lips are patiently silent. In Rome, they'd sell his very skin. The roads are closed to all piety. I am not burdened by a desire for luxury, and for a long time there's been nothing here for me. But if God glorifies poverty, what hope have we of another life when it's stifled by the banner under which we live?
Ходи в наши Вифлееми и снова брызнет кровью до небес. Затем служащий кубам рим, что есть, и милосердие держим на замке мы. Бузи, для меня давно уж нет здесь дел. Я мантисто шусь, как мав медузы. Но если бедно славой походел, какие ж нам тогда готовы тузы под знаменем иным и
от знамени мы иною тень.
First performance we heard of Anger by Shostakovich to words of Michelangelo was with John Shirley-Quirk and Vladimir Ashkenazy. Then we heard the orchestrated version sung by Sergei Lifrakus with Naimi Järvi conducting the Gothenburg Orchestra.
Perhaps it's a bit embarrassing, but the very last works for voice that Shostakovich wrote were not these noble expressions inspired by Michelangelo, but rather some bitter, sarcastic songs of four texts from Dostoevsky's The Devils, supposedly written by the sinister buffoon Lebyankin. A kind of to-hell-with-everything mood is heard in all of these songs, but can be sampled in The Cockroach.
Свете таракан, таракан от детства, и потом попал в стакан полный мухоедства. Господи, что такое? То есть, когда летом в стакан налезут мухи, то происходит мухоедство. Всякий дурак поймет. Не перебивайте, не перебивайте. Вы увидите, вы увидите. Пожалуйста, сначала... Жил на свете таракан, таракан от детства, и потом попал в стакан полный мухоедства. Место занял таракан, мухи возроптали. Полон очень наш стакан к Юпитеру. Закричали, но пока у них шел крик, подошел Никифор, благороднейший старик. Тут у меня еще не докончено, но все равно с ворами. Никифор берет стакан, и, несмотря на крик, выплескивает в лохань всю комедию и мухи таракана. Что давно надо было сделать. Но заметьте, сударыня, таракан не ропщет, таракан не ропщет. Касается до Никифора, то он изображает природу. Здравствуй, гувернантка, веселись и торжествуй. Петроградка и Жоржзанка, все равно теперь ликуй.
Хочешь видеть сопливый по-французский букварё и подмигивать готово, чтобы взял хоть полмарьё? Когда Перуя мы собрали капитал, и приданое танцуя шлет тебе из этих зал. Ретроградка или жоржонка, все равно теперь ликуй. Ты с приданым гувернантка, плюй на все и торжествуй.
A tribute to Mussorgsky's style, The Cockroach, followed by A Ball for the Benefit of Governesses from Four Poems of Captain Lebyadkin, sung by Fyodor Kuznetsov with Yuri Serov.
In the time remaining, let's hear one more of the set of Michelangelo songs that Shostakovich wrote. This is called Morning.
Тревес с невеселого занятия по злату кости там наперебой соприкасаться с милой головой и лють лобзанием всюду без изъятия. И сколько наслаждения для платья жимать и стами не спадать волной. И как отрадно сетке золотой ее ланиты заключать смобьяться.
Baritone was John Schurlikwerk with Vladimir Ashkenazy in Mourning, original words of Michelangelo, music of Dmitri Shostakovich.
You've been listening to a replay of a 2006 Great Songs program with co-host Amy Healy. Jason Taglianetti was the engineer. This is Singing and Other Sins, and I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.